happy, I say, is probably a strong word. We've had a couple of blips during the year there with a competitive game against a competitive Camp Hoyle down there. I suppose you're always happy, you're always looking to improve, eh, Nanine, but look at your points on the board, that's all we can do.
Of course, everybody knows how it works early on in the season with the cup games and all. You've played 8 games, some teams have only played 5, so there's a couple of games in hand. Does that take the shine off it a little bit?
It probably does, but look, I say if you ask the other teams in and around us, would they rather have the points on the board, they'd probably say yes.
Just looking at your last game there, Paul, that was a 4-1 win over Fort Celtic, and it really shows that the team is really building and it's really sort of growing into the season.
Yeah, I suppose, I was with Rovers before Aidan for 2 years there with Nicky giving them a hand. I went back to Corktown for a couple of years. This year, I suppose, I come back to a very established team, brought through a couple of lads from the B team and brought in a couple of young players. And we probably changed the shape slightly, but definitely we've improved over the last 3 or 4 league games there. Lads have kind of settled into their positions with key players playing really well, like the James Carty and Marty Kelly, Ricky Fox. These guys are really dictating games, but we're starting to gel now. Yeah.
When you took a look at the squad at the start of the season, did that make it easier to make that switch from Corktown?
Well, I suppose the biggest switch coming back from Corktown was I knew the guys were Rovers and I would have been friends with Rovers. I would have had a good respect from them and I would have good respect for the guys. They're very an ambitious group down there. The squad did attract me, I won't lie, some individuals more so than others. but the squad was very attractive to go back and work with them.
There's certainly plenty of attacking talent in the team anyway. I mean, there's been 2 separate 6-0 wins for you guys so far. So obviously that attacking talent just makes the squad even more attractive.
Yeah, we have a couple of guys that are really standing out this year. Emma Quirk, I suppose, he's scoring the important goals. He's scoring the first and the second goal at key times in games. I suppose we've had a couple of midfielders that have stepped up to the plate as well with Ricky Dwyer, they call him Dougal, Marty Kelly. I think Marty's on 12 goals from this year. And then we've a young guy we brought up from the B team, Sean Wiles. He's kind of been a bit of our Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Every time he goes off the bench, he seems to score or hits him on the backside or the knee or anything. He seems to have that knack for putting the ball in the net. So, yeah, we definitely have a trick going forward.
Is that down to you and your coaching staff just telling the lads, do you know what, go out there and just enjoy your game and entertain, really?
That's what I say to our guys before every game, is to trust each other on the field. We've done our best preparing them. The numbers in training this year have been really good. Now we've had strong numbers both nights. I tell the guys to trust each other, trust what we're trying to do with them, and they seem to have bought into it.
It's great to hear that you are getting the commitment levels like training, because obviously at this time of year it's very difficult to get lads to go out and throw themselves into a lot of action there while it's lashing rain and it's freezing cold and all the other sports converging at this time of year as well. Do you see that level of commitment at all levels of the club there?
Our underage levels are very strong at the moment. They've done a lot of work, Shamrock Rovers, over the last few years, and I see the underage coming through. Our third team is quite strong. They train different night players. Our second team probably isn't as strong for training at the moment. But our first team, like the night before the fourth game there, we had 18 lads training, 18 first team players, which is a good set of numbers, especially for the quality of players that we'd have at training. So it just shows you how competitive they are. The guys know with me is they train hard, they do their job on the Sunday, they stay in the team. If they don't train, and they're probably trying to show you off, I wouldn't be embarrassed about leaving somebody on the bench. So I think it gives them all a bit of an edge to kind of keep their own place.
Right, so you don't mind wielding the axe then if it needs to be done?
No, I suppose even in my job there, wielding an axe is something that I do on a daily basis. Not only wielding an axe, but definitely I try the card rather than the stick. But look, you have to be frank with these guys. You pick a team to win a game. If it doesn't work, sometimes you got to hold your own hand up. But they all know the reasons why you haven't picked the certain individuals yet. I have no problem leaving big names on the bench. We have done that over the season. Myself, Sean O'Brien and Tom Connors there, we talk collectively on how we're going to pick a side and we suppose we go from there.
You mentioned a couple of blips there. Obviously, the 1-0 loss to Camp Hoyle is the one that stands out. But that draw with Moyne as well early on in the season, that has to be a bit of a blow for you guys as well, given the big rivalry between the two clubs. And do you see that as 2 points drop now?
I do, being honest, yeah. Anybody that watched the video that day of the game that was filmed, it was 2 points dropped, yeah. My belief it was 2 points dropped. Both teams now were decimated between suspensions and guys playing GAA, so it was two depleted squads, but we had the chances. We were not 1-0 up. We had a chance before half time for another penalty with a couple of more chances in the second half. They probably scored a few minutes ago. Look, Des Moines are a very good side, but if I'm being truthful with you, the Camp Hoyle game, although it was a blip, we probably played the best football for the first 60 minutes of that game we played all season. We missed the penalty before half-time again with a couple of other chances. We should have been out of sight before half-time. The thing about Camp Hoyle is they're a dogged side, and I believe they'll take points off other teams down there too.
Going into the Christmas break now, will you allow yourself to have a bit of a break, or is your mind just going to be focused on the next game and the next training session?
Well, we've already put a schedule in place for the Christmas break, so we've a friendly lined up for the 29th. We've a couple of training sessions, a couple of our guys, because they work different shifts. We've organised them. We're going to do stuff in small groups. We're
planning for
January 5th for the next game, yeah. It's hard to switch off when you're involved with a Premier team, especially a Premier team like Shamrock Rovers. There's no switching off. You just got to keep on going. It's like a train. You just got to keep on fueling.
But how important is it to actually give your lads a break? And, you know, especially coming up to this Christmas time, lads will want to enjoy themselves. And, you know, it's going to be a long season, and your guys will want to just, you know, keep it focused for the rest of the year. And maybe when these breaks come around, you need to take them.
Well, it is a very important thing. I suppose, from my experience, rest is important to train. Like, for instance, the week before the fourth game, we'd a guy with the physio up on the Tuesday night, and on the Friday night we just did a rehab session. So rest is very important, yeah.
And finally, Paul, you're in top spot now, but how difficult is it going to be to hold on to that top spot and keep it until the end of the season?
Look, it's my belief, and I said this at the start of the year, there's probably four or five teams that are challenged for this league this year. I'd say you have to finish above North End if you're going to win this league this year. And that's our aim, is to try to finish above North End. I'd say mine, Gorey Rangers and Cortown Hibs are probably in amongst it with us, all looking to finish above North End. So it's going to be a competitive season till the end, I believe. Plus, you have teams down the bottom there that are looking to take points off every team. And with the teams down the bottom, they have a free swing against the bigger teams. They're actually probably a little bit more difficult to play against. So it'll be a hard task to finish top of that table, but it's something that we relish.